The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tucker Carlson is getting flamed online right now for the most anti-American show I have probably ever seen on the internet. We break down how he attacks Trump for his treatment of Muslims and how he, Tucker Carlson, says Christians should be replaced. It is that bad. It's shocking. Stick around to the end as well because we will give an update on the midterms and show some shocking momentum for the GOP. This is the worst Tucker Carlson episode I've ever seen. It is not close. It is horrible. To start off, here is Tucker Carlson saying Christians in America will be and should be replaced.
Doesn't produce the tree until it dies. And so the death of the unipolar moment and of the institutions within the evangelical movement, American Protestant Christianity, are going away, but they will be replaced by something better and purer, more true to itself, constructive, unifying, healing, institutions that build and don't just destroy. That's going to happen. And God willing, we will live to see it. So rejoice in that, as sad as this is.
Now, I'm not a Protestant, but wow. Wow, that is intense. For context, he is saying this because of Trump's actions in Iran. That Trump has come out and basically said he's going to obliterate Iran. He's going to do whatever it takes because they're evil. And what Tucker is saying is American Protestantism is dead. God willing, it will be destroyed. That's what he said. Evangelicalism is dead. That's what he is saying. And then right after that, by the way, Tucker gets more angry than I've ever seen him in anything. I mean, I don't like Tucker Carlson, but one of the things that people do like about him is he doesn't tend to get super angry, which, you know, being angry, I don't think is a attractive trait. Instead, he goes the and just laughs, which is crazy, but he's not usually angry, but he got really angry this time. Why, you might ask? Because Trump made fun of his best friends, Muslims.
Message in our Bible, which is you are not God. And only if you think you are, do you talk this way. But it's not just mockery of Islam. And no president should mock Islam. That's not your job. This is not a theocracy. We don't go to war with other theocracies to find out which theocracy is more effective. Who do you think you are? You're tweeting out the F word on Easter morning? You'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah. So obviously you're mocking the religion of Iran. Okay. If you seek a religious war, that's a good idea. But by the way, no decent person mocks other people's religions. You may have a problem with the theology. Presumably you do if it's not your religion, and you can explain what that is. But to mock other people's faith is to mock the idea of faith itself.
I have never seen him get that mad for Christians being persecuted. Never. He never talks about them. That's just a subject that doesn't come up on his show. But his Muslim friends, yeah, he gets pissed off. And I'll be clear on this. I actually don't think mainstream Islam should be mocked or that Muslims should be persecuted in any way. I'm not calling for that. I do think mocking people, usually not a good thing. Christ doesn't teach us to do it. But I do believe jihadists should be mocked, which is what Trump did. Trump was not referring to every Muslim in the world. He is directly referring to the regime in Iran, who are all jihadists, who hate other Muslims, by the way, and of course hate America. And Trump is also saying, and I believe this, that Muslims should not have priority to enter our country. I don't think that's persecution. I don't think that it means I hate them. It's not about that. It just means they're not compatible with the West. I don't think they should be here. I don't agree that mocking a religion is attacking faith itself. Like Tucker Carlson says, mocking a religion that sends self-detonating people into hotels is worth speaking as ill about as possible, in my opinion. It's got no degrading effect on the more virtuous religions, whether or not we believe they're true or not. There are some religions that are just more virtuous than others. We just got to be honest about that. Some religions have never had self-detonating people, ever. So Tucker Carlson goes as far to say that our military now should oppose Trump's actions in Iran. In the war between Iran and America, Tucker has now firmly chosen Iran.
In whose name we liberated Iran, we killed their religious leader for their benefit. Do you remember that? This was last month. Those people who are in direct contact with the president need to say, no, I'll resign. I'll do whatever I can do legally to stop this because this is insane. And if given the order, I'm not carrying it out. Figure out the codes on the football yourself. Because everything hangs in the balance right now.
I've never seen him this angry. I've never seen him this riled up. He has chosen to get this angry over Iran. Not the Christian genocide happening in Nigeria. Not the illegal immigration coming into America. America taking out jihadists. That's what pissed him off. And the fact that we took out a murdering leader there. My goodness, it's just crazy. You can't make this up. Apparently, Tucker was also talking about how the story of Esther in the Bible is really a pro-Muslim story about ending Persian genocides. Again, maybe that's a little, you know, above my pay grade. I'm not an expert in the book of Esther. But Tucker has continually tried to Islamize the Bible, which is horrible. And he's also trying to turn America economically socialist. This is what Tucker Carlson has been doing. This is why he's very different than the other people on the alt-right. He's not just grifting. That's just a piece of it. What he's trying to do, he's trying to take Central American institutions and Easternize them. So for Christianity, he's trying to Islamize it. For capitalism, which is inherently Western, he is trying to socialize it. This has been his agenda for a very long time. Here he is hosting Nathan Apfel, who truly is one of the worst human beings. I mean, truly disgusting. He was on Sean Ryan a few months ago. He said some horrible lies about my church and the disgusting things that he said as well about perverting Christianity. He does here as well. Here he is saying Christianity and socialism go hand in hand.
I would actually argue, and this is a bold statement, a democratic republic is the greatest government experiment in the history of humanity. I would say
I've enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it? Yeah, so we enjoy it. I love America. You love America.
I do.
Capitalism should not be anywhere near Christianity.
You think?
Christianity is more, and I don't like the word socialist with the weight it carries, but Christianity in its is socialism at its core.
Non-authoritarian.
It's the marker to build social capital. You look at that early Church of Acts and it transformed Rome within a couple hundred years, the greatest superpower of its time, to where Constantine was like, I'm a Christian hanging out with these dudes. They had no money, they had no buildings, but somehow the love of their neighbor transformed the greatest superpower of its time.
Socialism and Christianity are completely at odds with each other. They are in no way similar. Socialism compels redistribution. That's what it does. Christianity teaches voluntary service, charity. Charity and socialism are not the same. They are actually opposites. In a Christian society, you freely give to people you feel need it, or you give it to your church to do that because they watch over the community, a small community. You could call it a government if you want, but it is the smallest, one of the smallest forms of government. And again, it is all voluntary. In a socialist society, you are compelled to give to the state, who then decides how it is redistributed. You have no say over it. And if you don't pay that, someone with a gun can come to your door. Those are not the same. Jesus did not command us, and I harp on this so much, but man, this pisses me off, that people will change the words of Christ. Jesus did not command us to give more money to the state so they could give to the poor. That never happened. Jesus commanded you to give to the poor, me to give to the poor, not the government. The government is not supposed to take over that role for us. We're not supposed to trade off our charity onto the government. At no point was that said, from our wallets to the poor. That is what Jesus commanded. No government middleman. He literally said in his last weeks of life, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. He did not say, render unto Caesar what is your neighbor's. He made a very strong point of that. This man and Tucker Carlson are teaching a false doctrine. Tucker Carlson has helped these people to do it. This is an anti-American, anti-Christ movement, and there is a gaslighting campaign to tell you the opposite is true online right now. Just to show you an example, this has been posted. This isn't an original thought by me at all, but this is what people have been showing. Here are the two sides of the right now. You have Tucker Carlson and you have Ben Shapiro. Tucker Carlson, his episode today came out like this. Tucker on Trump's desecration of Easter and a warning to Christians everywhere. Now let's go to Ben Shapiro's. Incredible. U.S. military launches most remarkable rescue operation of all time. Which one sounds more positive, guys? Which one sounds more American? Not Tucker Carlson. He is anti-American. I don't know how else to explain what has happened to Tucker other than that he's a foreign agent at this point. I don't have concrete evidence that he is, but how else do you explain it? I've never seen this level of hatred for America on the right, ever. And I don't think Tucker Carlson, prior to 2 years ago, had any hate for America. I think he was always pro-America. I don't see it at all now, though. He must be being paid either by his audience to say this crap or by a foreign government. There is 1 week left to file your taxes. Fortunately, Quick Tax America is ready to help you, and they are not raising rates just because it's the last week. All federal tax returns are only $76 with them, and they do all the work for you because you're probably thinking to yourself, 1 week, not enough time. All you have to do is upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional. They handle all the rest of the work. They're fantastic. They've done my taxes for years. Go check them out right now at QuickTaxAmerica.com before it's too late. The midterms are heating up and Republicans just hit a massive momentum boost, much to the surprise of CNN, who reported on it. Take a look.
Just take a look at this. Net favorability. Party ahead at this point. Midterm of years with the GOP president. In 2018, Dems were up by 12. In 2006 on net favorability, which party you like more? Dems are ahead by 18. Republicans are actually ahead on net favorability at this point by 5 points. So Democrats are just simply put running behind their previous benchmarks, and they need to be running well ahead of them if they want to take back the United States Senate.
So the GOP looks stronger right now going into the midterms than any other party in this century. It's never been this good. Do I think they're going to win the House? Probably not. Most likely it's not going to happen. If we look at history, it just does not happen. If you look at the polls right now, it doesn't look good enough for them there. But as I'll show you, I think the data surrounding the Senate is greatly exaggerated in the favor of Democrats. I think Republicans are going to retain it, and I'll show you that in a second. One of the big questions about these polls is why Democrats are crushing in the special elections right now with Republicans having a higher favorability. That's very confusing because you see, you know, Americans clearly like the GOP more. Your average American supports the GOP more than the Dems, but the Democrat base is more energized. All this comes out to turnout. That's what matters. Turnout. Who is actually showing up? Just because you poll someone and ask them, who do you like more, Democrats or Republicans? And they say Republicans, does not mean that they're going to show up to the polls. They may not, because they're not feeling energized. Democrats obviously are the opposition, so they're more energized. Republicans have not been showing up for the special elections, and they've got to kick it into gear if they want to win the midterms. This is what the polling looks like right now. This is according to YouGov Economist, a very reputable poll. Last week, Democrats were up by 6 points. Today, it is 44% Democrats, 42% Republicans. A massive momentum shift for Republicans. By the way, 2% deficit is huge as the incumbent party. That is really good news. Like, I know it looks, they're not winning. This is very strong. For context, last time we had a Republican incumbent Democrat opposition, Democrats were up +9 at this point. So +2 is way better, which brings me to the Senate. Here is CNN admitting the GOP is going to keep the Senate.
GOP would win the Senate with this map. Let's say Republicans only hold onto the states that Trump won by greater than 10 points. That would, in fact, give them the Senate 51 to 49. Why? Because what you would see is you would see that the Democrats would flip North Carolina. They would flip Maine, but Republicans would hold on to Ohio, they'd hold on to Texas, and they'd hold on to Alaska because Donald Trump won all of those states by greater than 10 points. And I will note John and I were talking. We have the NCAA tournament going on. This is sort of the chalk scenario going on where the most obvious events actually do occur. Because take a look. During the Trump era, look at this. Flip the Senate seat, midterm and presidential years. States the other party won by 10-plus points in the last presidential election. 0 times did a party flip those states. So we're talking about places like Texas, Alaska, Ohio.
It's never happened. This has never happened. It is not going to happen this time. I'm sorry. It will not. Mark my words. Unless something wild happens, the Senate is staying with the GOP. No questions. Well, guys, the big, beautiful bill passed last year, and so tax law has changed, and it's a little confusing when it changes, and it's good to keep up to date on it. So I partnered with Tax Facts to bring you a free article that tells you all about the changes to your taxes. It's a fantastic read. It's also a very easy read and interesting to learn about. Again, completely free to access. I'll put the link to see it in the description below.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.